10 years ago, something was tried and has become a fantastic success. I'm talking about the Serena Sugar Shed. 10 years, and it's gone gangbusters. And joining us on the program, very good morning indeed to Glenys Mansfield. G'day, Glenys. How are you going?
Good morning, Dave.
It's been a phenomenal success, hasn't it? I mean, the only working miniature sugar mill in Australia and pulls people from all over this country.
Certainly does, and this year we've seen an increase of over 2,000 visitors through our facility. So we attracted just into tours. That's not people coming into shop, but over 10,000 people.
So Sunday is a special day. Tell us how you're going to celebrate.
We're actually putting on a rum and sugar festival in the Field of Dreams Parkland. So it's all about the sugar shed on that day. We have a band playing, which is the Baby Boomers. We had some presentations to the wonderful team of volunteers who have assisted us all through these years. Because as you know, we've probably only had like two full-time staff, a few casuals, but mainly volunteers who have made our sauces and bottled our products. So it's about celebrating with them as well. We have a wonderful kids area, which is being sponsored by Wilma. We have some food stalls and a bar, which is being run by the local junior league. And cane growers are coming as well with some crushing sugarcane for us. And the whole facility is going to be open right through the Field of Dreams Parkland. And I must say, council have the parkland looking absolutely magnificent for us.
Well, that's great. And I think you've got some Harleys coming along too. It's a big area through there, so that's going to be a massive, massive day. What time does it start?
Well, it starts at 11 a.m. and it'll go through till 3 p.m. So the Harley Davidsons, yes, they'll be there as well.
Yep.
And it'll be a real draw card for Dad. And we're also releasing a special bottle of rum liqueur, which we've made for this event. It's a 10-year celebration bottle, so it's very special, and I don't think it'll stay around long. But it also gives us another product that we'll be putting up at the Australian Distilling Awards next year.
The word rum is well and truly the Rum and Sugar Festival, and as you know, I've had a little bit of history with you guys over the years, and I well remember when we put our rum together, and that has now won awards. The rum liqueur itself has been a phenomenal seller. So this rum liqueur, what can you tell me about it? Any special about the 10th year celebration? Any additions to it at all or not?
A little bit higher in alcohol level. So the other rum liqueur was only around the 20%. So this one sits around the 34% alcohol.
Yep.
It was a product that our distiller at the time, Phil Taylor, Phil's now retired, and he put it together. And so we're really proud of it. It looks spectacular in the bottle and the labelling of it. And actually, we're going right to the wire with the labelling. We'll have a big team on board tomorrow helping out. You know, I just want to say, like, the uniqueness of our little tourist facility here is, I don't think sometimes our region actually appreciates how this is the only miniature sugar mill and distillery in the whole of Australia that actually tells the whole story on one level. You know, like there's one ticketed price for it all. And sugar has been the mainstayer in our region for over 120 years. So it's a spectacular thing, and we're the only one in Queensland promoting it like this. So how good is that?
Beautiful. Glenys, as always, thanks for joining us on the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.